KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Thursday, the 19th day of March for 2020. Well, the latest numbers from PG&E still holding this morning. Amador County, about 1,600 customers without power. The bulk of those in Pioneer, about 1,243. In Pine Grove, about 343. Volcano, about 27. In Calaveras County, a handful in Wilseyville, White Pines, 121 in West Point, 33 in Railroad Flat, Camp Connell, Avery, and Angels Camp, just a handful. But in the Arnold-Dorrington area, there are 1,964 customers still without power, many of those in a subdivision of about 1,500 homes will be without power possibly for a week. Now, PG&E spokesperson Brandy Merlot is scheduled to talk with us later this morning, and we'll talk to Brandy about that. Well, Sutter Creek has implemented a public health stay-at-home advisory. In a statement released Wednesday evening, until further noticed, residents are asked to follow a number of public health measures. Beginning with matters of the workplace, telecommuting is recommended. Only employees performing essential duties that cannot be performed by telecommuting should physically go to work. The statement also addressed the vulnerable population, those 65 and older and or those with chronic health conditions, are asked to stay at home and away from public gatherings of unrelated individuals. Walking outside is acceptable with 6 feet of social distancing. As to less vulnerable, the recommendation is to stay at home to the maximum extent possible, except for visiting essential sites. On the matter of gathering places, the following is recommended. No in-store non-essential retail or service activities, meaning if you're going to the grocery store, don't stand there and visit with two or three people while you're doing your shopping, standing on your, you know, with your shopping carts and so forth. Get your business done and get home. No gathering in any formal setting. All bars, winery, and brew pubs should be closed, and all in-house dining, meaning all in, you know, restaurant dining should be closed and only takeout to continue. To add, gyms and similar businesses should also be closed. This advisory was issued in light of the presence of the COVID-19 virus. At least 2 confirmed deaths have been revealed in Sacramento County, and at least 2 confirmed deaths also in Sacramento County and San Joaquin County each. So I know I repeated myself there, but I wanted to make sure that 2 confirmed deaths in both Sacramento County and 2 in San Joaquin County as well. Now, also, the city of Sutter Creek feels this is necessary to do this due to, increased transmission rates in the very near future, and the possibility of, even though we don't have it now, we could have it very shortly here in Amador County. In addition to that release, Mayor Robin Peters also issued a letter to city residents that reads in part, "Today, after careful consideration, the city manager will be proclaiming a local health emergency. And tomorrow, which is today, the city council will convene a special meeting to ratify the emergency proclamation. In addition, the city manager will issue a stay-at-home advisory intended to restrict, discourage, or eliminate activities that are known to promote virus transmission. The city's stay-at-home advisory is not an order enforceable by law, but our expectation is that every member of the Sutter Creek community will heed its direction in the interest of the health and safety of all." Well, a woman from Brentwood is behind bars after crashing her car Wednesday afternoon. A deputy on routine patrol in Plymouth was flagged down by a citizen claiming that they were involved in a hit-and-run collision and the vehicle had fled eastbound on Shenandoah Road towards Fiddletown Road. Deputies caught up with the suspect vehicle and initiated the traffic stop. However, the driver continued towards Fiddletown, which began a high-speed pursuit. The pursuit returned back to Shenandoah Road, where it eventually ended between Shenandoah Road and Shenandoah School Road. The vehicle then crashed through a fence into an empty pasture and ended up stuck in a creek bed near the intersection. The suspect identified as Sherry Carter. Following the incident, Carter was transported to Sutter Amador Emergency, where she was medically cleared before being booked into the county jail. Carter is currently in custody with $75,000 bail for evading, driving under the influence, and resisting a peace officer. And the COVID virus is no excuse not to pay your taxes. That, according to Amador County tax collector Mike Ryan. Mike confirms there is no change in the property tax deadline. While reducing the spread, the office notes that taxes can be paid online over the phone, check, or money order, and through the mail. There's also a drop box at the county's administration center. April 10th is the payment deadline for the second installment of the 2019-2020 secure property taxes. The office would like to remind the public that local government services, schools, and other financial obligations are dependent upon tax revenue. Amador Transit would like county residents to know that they are fully operational. All routes are running as usual, except for the Plymouth route. They understand that transit and dial-a-ride are lifeline services, and especially so during this time. Amador Transit is highly increasing their sanitation schedule and equipped all drivers with necessary sanitation items to keep riders safe in transit. And believe it or not, the earliest spring in 124 years will shortly be upon us. The vernal equinox, which marks the beginning of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, will happen at 8:49 tonight Pacific Daylight Time. Now, cooler than normal temperatures and the probability of more rain and mountain snow in the coming days are contributing to a less spring-like feel to its arrival. Forecasters share that with the exception of scattered showers, mainly over the mountains today, mainly dry weather will prevail through the first half of the weekend, after which more rain and snow will hit the region from late Sunday through the middle of next week. And the Interfaith Food Bank will continue to serve the food insecure residents of Amador County through this COVID-19 crisis. The food bank lobby is locked, but a drive-through distribution system has been implemented. Many of the food bank's off-site locations are closed, so please call the food bank to see where distributions will be. They are working closely with Mike Pingree of the Amador School District to distribute food boxes along with snack, breakfast, and lunch distribution sites for students. The food bank is also partnered with Nexus Youth and Family Services to distribute food to their clients. The Interfaith Food Thrift Store will be closed until a time deemed safe to reopen, but the staff of both the food bank and the thrift store are working now to help the crush at the food bank. And the Amador County Unified School District Food Service Program is providing an opportunity for families to drive through and pick up meals for children and their families starting on Monday and continuing through the duration of the school closure associated with the pandemic. SAC lunch meals will be available Monday through Fridays from 11 to 1. Now they're available for pickup, stay in your car, at Amador High School, Argonaut High School, Ione Junior High, Plymouth Elementary, Pine Grove Elementary, and Pioneer Elementary. Now, even if your child does not attend one of those schools, but they're a student in the Amador County Unified School District, you can still stop at, for example, if your child, we didn't mention Sutter Creek Elementary, you can go to Amador High School. We didn't mention Jackson Junior High or Jackson Elementary, you could go to Argonaut High School and pick up meals for your children. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Local news brought to us today by True Value Hardware and by Howard's Body Shop. Back with weather and roads and more in just a moment.